This is Hamilton's Alternative, 101.5, The Hawk FM.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back once again. This is the Soundtrack Show, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year from me as well. Welcome back.
Mark and Simon, as always, we're back. And as we were hoping that we'd be back in the studio at this time, but unfortunately we're not. So it's because all you damn people keep breathing on each other. We're not back. So we're in...
Mark, stop breathing on me.
Sorry.
Stop breathing on me. Come on.
We're 4 or 5 feet apart. We're okay.
All right.
Anyway, so we're recording now live from
my dining room,
Simon's dining room, yep. And it's New Year's Eve, so we're in the past.
When you listen to this, it'll already be next year. This isn't coming out till next year, Mark.
That's true.
Yeah. I also want to mention
greetings from the past, future people.
I also want to mention we have a live studio audience. My dog and my pet bird are both here, so if you hear them in the background, that's why. All right, so we started off with U2, New Year's Day.
Seemed a little on the nose, but pertinent.
Well, and the next movie we're going to talk about is very on the nose as well. So
subtle. So yeah, that was U2 off top. We're going to jump right in now with a recent big hit on Netflix. As we talk, tonight's episode actually is all about the films and big releases of 2021. As we look back on the last year. Such as it was.
The dumpster fire that it was.
I keep using the term dumpster fire. It doesn't seem to do any justice anymore because they've all been pretty bad the last few years. So
it's like the Hagersville tire fire ongoing 3 years.
Yeah.
Those of you who are young.
Of a certain age.
Won't know what I'm talking about. Or the Plastimate fire. Also something way in the past. Anyway.
You wonder why your broccoli in the backyard tastes like plastic? Well, actually, it's just because it's broccoli.
But yeah, broccoli tastes like crap anyway. Yeah. Anyway, so I love this song. I'm not a huge fan of the movie, but I thought this song was funny and well-performed still. Even though it's kind of a spoof, I thought it was really well done. It's called Look Up, I believe. The same
just
as the
look
movie.
Up.
Or Just Look Up. And Ariana Grande is a... She has a character in the movie, or I think her name is Riley or something.
She's a vacuous, horrible pop star.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Kind
of
like...
I don't know her personally, so yeah. I can't really say if it's an accurate depiction of her. But.
And in the movie, her boyfriend is Kid Cudi. They call him DJ Cello, I think.
Sounds
anyway,
right.
This is a funny song, but again, I think it's well-performed and well-written. Just Look Up, it's called.
Sorry, and we'll jump back a little bit. For those of you who haven't seen this one, Don't Look Up is a big star-studded monster of a streaming movie with Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep is the president, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, Seth Rogen is Seth Rogen.
The other one. Jonah Hill. Seth Rogen
Jonah
Jr.
Jonah Hill, yeah. Seth Rogen version 2.
Yes.
He's the chief of staff and the president's son.
A little awkward.
So, yeah, check it out. It's like I said, I think it's a little bit, I don't know.
The premise
less subtle.
The premise is that there's a comet coming for Earth. We're all going to die, and nobody believes it because politics get involved.
And Bruce Willis isn't there to save them this time.
No, that's true.
That's an Armageddon reference for those of you who don't get that. For our one listener, if you haven't seen Armageddon.
Yeah, we need Die Hard and Batman to show up and save the day. Okay. So here we are. Ariana Grande and Kid Cudi, Just Look Up. On the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
I feel your eyes. Just look up.
Bernadette, the Four Tops from Don't Look Up, which is streaming now on Netflix, and it's a fun watch. It's a little bit over the head. I'm not going to tell you what it's really about, but it may not be about a comet, really.
You can make your own decision.
Yes. Yeah. Either way, it's a fun film to watch.
Absolutely. And we're not getting paid by Netflix. This is just our own recommendation.
You're not?
Oh.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, that'd be nice. Netflix, if you want to shoot us some money or a free subscription, we won't say no.
That's
true. If you're listening, which you're probably not.
Here's open. One more from this one. Move on to something else. This is a little David Lee Roth, originally from an album called Skyscraper. And this one is also from Don't Look Up. It's Just Like Paradise on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
I can steady in her day.
Still and Always an awesome tune. Simon, what was that?
We have No Sleep Till Brooklyn by the Boys Beastie. Or the Beastie Boys.
Yes.
So we played that because it appears on Spider-Man No Way Home. Or what's it called now? No Way Home? Is that
what
it's called?
No, it is No Way Home.
Yeah. Neither of us have seen that one yet. It also appears on The Secret Life of Pets 2, if you... if you're interested in that kind of thing. I'll never forget going to take my daughter at the time, she was fairly young, to see an animated movie about dogs and the Beastie Boys gets played. It was the best part of the whole movie. Anyway, what do we got? What's happening next?
Well, continuing on our little tribute, our look back at the last year and the music from the movies that have come out in 2021.
Interestingly, a lot of movies that we're playing were originally supposed to come out in 2020 and got pushed back. Or pushed back.
Like Spider-Man. Spider-Man was supposed to be out last summer.
Yeah.
As was this one. It's from the title track for No Time to Die. It's Billie Eilish doing 007. And then, of course, it's the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Fool me once, fool me twice. How you dare the paradise? Now you know.
love that last chord. So James Bond.
Yes. Billie Eilish, No Time to Die. From No Time to Die. And the other big, another big streaming phenomenon in the last little while, of course, has been the 8-hour, 3-episode epic, Get Back, from Peter Jackson on Disney Plus.
Yeah, great. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Have you seen it?
I have.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot. I don't know if it really needed to be. I think it was 6 hours, not 8 hours, but still. I don't know if it needed to be 3 2-plus-hour episodes, but it was still really cool.
I really enjoyed the creative process. It was an interesting way to pull back the curtain a little
bit. It was awesome to see, like, Paul McCartney composing Get Back and Let It Be. There was my favorite part, I'll just tell you this, as a musician myself, was like, I want to start a meme that says, find someone who looks at you the way Paul McCartney looks at, Billy
Preston.
Like, when Billy sits down at the piano for the first time and they're playing Get Back, I think it is, and he's just laying on this awesome electric piano, and Paul McCartney looks over at him with this look on his face like he's in paradise. It's, and Billy is smiling ear to ear. It's,
he's
awesome.
Jamming with the Beatles. What is
that? Well, you know, that's true, but I mean, Billy Preston played with Ray Charles and I think Otis Redding. I mean, like, I don't know that the Beatles were really that big deal to him, to be honest with you. They were just his buddies.
Yeah.
But you could see, like, it was all, I mean, I'm sure, I know a lot of it was editing, but the Beatles were all kind of all over the place and they weren't really coming together as a band. And then when they brought Billy in and he starts playing the piano, they all just gelled for the first time. And I thought that was a great moment. It was worth the whole 8 hours to see that one main moment, for me anyway.
You know what's interesting for me is that the narrative up until now, if you didn't have the background knowledge, were two things. One is that the Beatles at the end hated each other, which didn't come through in there. There were some, definitely some gripes and grievances, but
yeah,
they'd been working together in the studio forever. And I remember I heard some comment, it was Howard Stern actually, talking about if they'd done the normal band thing and they had taken a year to produce an album and then went out on the road for a year, did all the fun parts of being a band, that they probably would have survived past that.
Maybe, but
instead of burning themselves out.
Yeah, but they hadn't, like, they didn't tour, like, they only toured like 2 or 3 times. Like, they didn't do a lot of touring.
They gave up touring in 66.
Yeah, they didn't like playing live, at least on those big tours, because back then the production, like the speakers and PA were so terrible that the crowd was drowning them out. Nobody was listening to them. They were just screaming at them.
All those girls screaming.
Yeah. So I don't know, maybe, but I know that I saw an interview with Tom Scott, like a live interview at Mohawk College. And he was good friends with George Harrison. Tom Scott, by the way, is a saxophone player. He was in the Blues Brothers, L.A. Express. He played like a lot of pop solos. Listen to What the Man Says by Paul McCartney. I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. He does saxophone on those. Anyway, he was good friends with George Harrison. He was in George Harrison's band. And he basically said that by the end of the Beatles, George did not like Paul. So I think if John Lennon hadn't died, Paul McCartney and John and Ringo might have done something. But in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, is that I don't think George would have come back. I also saw another interview with George, Ringo, and Paul. And Paul was like, let's play something. And George was like, I guess we'll just play one song. He didn't want to be there. You can tell. You can find that online. It's out there. So anyway, but who cares? Awesome music came out of those sessions. Some of my favorite Beatles stuff. I mean, that led to Let It Be and Abbey Road, which are my favorite two Beatles albums for sure. And we're going to play some stuff now. So Get Back.
with the Beatles and Billy Preston on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Whisper words of wisdom. time when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. For there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Beatles, Let It Be, from the album Let It Be, and more importantly, from the mega hit streaming miniseries from Peter Jackson on Disney Plus, Get Back.
Yeah. That's some of the best music ever created. I'm sorry. I'll fight you if you want to disagree with me. No, I won't. I'm not going to fight you, though. But yeah, it's some great music there. But anyway, let's move on, because you know, even though Get Back came out in 2021, it's very old music, and the subject matter is history, essentially. So let's talk about some movies that are relevant to 2021.
Well, we've got a couple other ones coming up, but this one is really cool, from the movie Red Notice.
Yep, which came out in 2021. It's another one that – it's a Netflix one, went straight to streaming. Has The Rock and Deadpool and Wonder Woman in it.
Yes.
Or Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot, if our listener doesn't know those people are.
You mean the dog, right?
Well, she's not listening right now.
Of course.
So,
but whoever happens to be listening, we figure you'll probably understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is pretty darn cool. It's James Brown and Tupac, Unchained, and this is the soundtrack show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Till I die, get it on till I die, get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Expect me like you expect Jesus to come back. Expect me, I'm coming.
That was pretty darn cool. James Brown and Tupac, Unchained. And that was from both Red Notice, as it is right now on Netflix and a big hit. And also from Django Unchained.
Right on. I think that was like written for Django Unchained.
I think so,
but
too.
They reused it in Red Notice. And it's a great tune, so why not?
Big payback.
Yeah.
So we're going to move into a couple of the Marvel offerings from this past year.
Right.
And this first one is Malia J. From
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
And it's a Nirvana cover, Smells Like Teen Spirit. And Black Widow was one of those ones that got pushed back. It was originally supposed to come out in 2020, I believe.
At the theater.
Yeah. And then it never – did it ever even come out in the theater?
They were just starting to open the theaters at the time.
Yeah.
So what they did was Disney played them both on Disney Plus and
– Yeah, I saw it. Black Widow at the drive-in. That's right.
Yeah. So it was one of those where it was released there. Plus it was released on video on demand for like $30 if you could watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, the Disney premium or whatever, $35, I think.
And like a month later, it was on the normal subscription.
I think it was a little bit more than a month. But yeah, yeah. I loved this cover, by the way. I thought it was great. And it was great to hear like teenagers getting back into the song and Nirvana. And I know that, you know, people are going to get into Nirvana because of that cover. I thought it was great. And a good way to sort of introduce the movie, because it was set in the 90s at the beginning, right? So,
because they kind of killed her off, so.
Yeah. By the way, what's the actor who plays the Russian Captain America? What's his name again? I can't remember. But anyway.
It's the guy from Stranger Things.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting, and spoiler alert, by the way, that at the end of Stranger Things, which is set in the 80s, he ends up in Russia. And then in Black Widow, he's set in the 90s.
He's a KGB
agent. So I think there's a crossover there, a secret crossover. I think Hopper from Stranger Things becomes the Red Guardian or whatever he's called. They brainwash him. That's what I think, anyway.
It's a valiant effort. Why the hell not?
So. Anyway, so we got Smells Like Teen Spirit from Black Widow, and then Run It from Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings right after that.
Right. Here we go. Since I hit the right button, that would be helpful, wouldn't it? Here we go.
It's fine to lose and to pretend she's overboard and self-assured. I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 with the lights out. Gift, I feel blessed. Our little group has always been and always will until the end.
get just why I taste. Oh yeah, I guess it makes me smile. I found it hard, it's hard to find. Oh well, whatever, never mind.
Recognize yet? We've been looking fly, identify the jet. When the smoker got a pack of cigarettes, I'm the sailor and I ain't a pirate. Get the mic, I spit the dialect. Levels pumping, but the jet is private. I take off, mask off, and let her know face to face that they got a price to pay. I'll roll with the bros and get with a waste of spaces. Get them all pumping like Lakers. Vacate safely back to the safe house. Not, not, not like who be the face now? Air Force with me, not no shoes. We giving out bruises. Life will be better with no Judas.
Yeah, walking to the room where they acting like they see the gold. Tear it down to the witnesses before we go. I'm the one they waiting on, I'm the answer to the people's prayers. Baby, I came from the streets, I got my game from the streets. I'm a warrior, till my last breath, defend the family legacy. Yeah, when you know who you are now, baby, now they can't ever defeat you. I punch a hole through a mall, I punch a hole through the evil. Dog, I'm so quick with the kicks, I got no dirt on my sneakers. Styles like them, some choose one, I got the ether.
Yeah, walk into the room where they acting like they see the ghost. We gon' tear it down to the witnesses before we go.
Kicking it, who want it?
Let's go.
The quickest of hands, and I got your man, you looking perplexed.
Ow!
Totally zen, I know who I am, I ain't got a flinch.
I'm hard and impressed.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm good and I'm blessed.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm moving finesse, I'm sliding like ice up under my skirts.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm cool in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
You cool on the net.
Yeah, yeah.
We not the same. Value to me as you doing your best.
Yeah, yeah.
Word to my mama, I value my honor, I give my respect.
Hey!
Reunion. It was Rich Brian, almost said Brain again, and Earth Gang, ACT UP from Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi and the Legends of the Ten Rings. Which I liked it. That was a great movie. I know you haven't seen it yet. I enjoyed it. It was different than the regular Marvel fare, but still enjoyable.
There was Eternals that came out too, and I haven't seen
that one yet either. Yeah,
that's one of those kind of obscure background comics that I don't remember reading back in the day.
Yeah, only when they crossed over with X-Men or whatever I was reading, which they did occasionally.
Yeah,
yeah. All right. Well, we're almost done for the day. Our first show of 2022. It's weird to say that because it's still 2021.
Yes, for a
while
few
we're
hours
recording
anyway.
This. Yeah, for a few more hours. So I hope you all had a great New Year's Eve, and best of luck in 2022. And thanks for spending an hour listening to us drone on about nonsense.
Well, we always appreciate that. So we're going to take it home tonight with this another one from Red Notice. This is Duran Duran and Notorious. So we say goodnight, happy new year, and have a great one. Be excellent to each other. Thanks, Simon. Have a good night.
Good night.